At the dawning of this new year, what do you want for your life in 2026? It's a question that many of us don't take time to answer. So as this new year approaches, you'll notice that we're inundated with messages telling us how to change things up or set new goals to have a better year than last year. I think it might help to think of life as a numbers game. 4,264. Does that sound like a big number? I didn't think so either. 4,264 is the number of weeks in the average lifetime. I know. I'm blessed to have things come into my life when they're likely to make the most aha moment for me that can invoke change. Things like the two books in this featured image. It's a reminder that life passes in the blink of an eye. So think about balancing the books of your life every day, because you never know when that day could be your last. And it's always a good idea to not leave a mess for your loved ones to have to clean up. So as you're heading into this new year, I want you to think about maybe seeking some self-discovery over self-improvement. Seeking self-improvement can sometimes turn into just another way for us to beat ourselves up. There's nothing inherently wrong with wanting to better ourselves, but it can become a pitfall. You might have the discipline to attain all the milestones you think you need to be happy, but without discovering yourself, you might build a world that isn't actually for you. That's the difference between self-discovery and self-improvement. Self-discovery is all about uncovering who you are and what you truly want from life. It's about finding the principles, the passions, and the goals that are uniquely rewarding and fulfilling to you. Self-discovery begins with using our brains, all three of them. I know, we have three brains. We have our head brain, which is our thoughts, our heart brain, which is our emotions, and the gut brain, which is our nervous system. Our head is our human brain that controls the higher order functions like reasoning, planning, and problem solving. And then we have our heart, which is our mammalian brain that governs our emotions and our ability to form social connections. And then we have our gut. That's our reptilian brain, associated with our nervous system, which has over 100 million nerve endings that actually produce 90% of our body's dopamine and serotonin chemicals, promoting feelings of pleasure, motivation, and satisfaction. We use these brains as a framework to describe our experience of the world. You can actually hear it in our language when we use phrases like, I'm stuck in my head, or my heart's not in it, or I've got a gut feeling. The practice of mindfulness and Tai Chi are teaching me the importance of being in the present moment and taking the time to listen to my heart and feel my gut. As a mindfulness mentor, my mantra has become, it's not what we do in life, it's how we do it that matters. And this can be a foreign concept to us humans who are programmed from the time we're born to just provide and perform, win, win, win at all costs. So imagine what your life would be like if you were able to take pleasure in every single moment. So for instance, how are you listening to this article or reading this article right now? There might be more pleasurable ways to experience it. Maybe it'd be better if you were less rushed. Or maybe notice the sensations in your body and feeling how every word is landing in your system. Think of the emotional stages of development for an infant. A baby can cry without any shame or resistance. Their emotions are completely impersonal. And then as we get older, we're taught to repress certain feelings like anger and sadness. And then through adolescence, oh yeah, we start to have those big emotional experiences where emotions seem to literally take control over us. And then we start trying to manage our emotions. And that can become a form of repression in itself. We're taught to ignore them, avoid them, or distract ourselves. Many people don't want to feel emotions because they think it will hurt. And it's actually the resistance to the emotions that can be the most painful. When our emotions are actually allowed to flow freely, they can't control us anymore. Instead, there can be a deep enjoyment of them. The definition of pleasure is the awareness of sensation moving in your body. The more pleasure we can feel, the more our nervous system knows that it is safe. And if we feel safe, we can connect with the pleasure that is right here, right now. Like anything else, your capacity for pleasure is something you can grow into. And as you learn how to welcome more pleasure into your life, your ability to have pleasure will grow and grow. Are you ready to chart a course that is genuinely yours, that brings joy, meaning, and purpose into your life? Create a life you love, a life you'll never need to escape from. Can you imagine? You're worth it. And I'm always here when you want some help. You can connect with me at calendly.com/mentalhealthFA. I am a certified CBT specialist and mental health fitness trainer and owner-operator of Red Roof Recovery and its training division, Mental Health Fitness Alliance. We are located in the beautiful lakeside town of Goderich, Ontario, Canada. May the force be with you. And remember, you are the force.